You're listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.
I would just want to basically give a rough idea of what I do and then play a few clips of a series I edited and produced this year. So as I said, my name's Rich Evans. I run a studio in Clerkenwell in London now. As I said, I've been working since 1997 in this industry. But the funny thing is, I've never worked at the BBC, ever. I've applied there 20 times for jobs and never, ever once got an interview. So if you just don't give up, it's like there are other routes into this industry, not just through the BBC. And I think I benefited through that because I didn't get set in their ways. I could actually do my own way of going forward. So I don't know, there are other routes into this industry. In a second. The very first job I ever did at Wise Buddha was make a 30-second radio trail for Pete Tong's Essential Selection on a Friday night. And at the time, he was my absolute DJ hero. I mean, he was just brilliant. To actually sit there, record him, and make a trial of him was just unbelievable. I've never really looked back from then, really. It's just been a good career so far. When I first started using Pro Tools, there was 8 tracks available, which isn't much in today's standards. I think you could get another 16 if you bought an additional card, but it was incredibly expensive. And I know Wise Buddha had 3 Pro Tools systems on version 3, and they only had 8 tracks, so we made everything on 8 tracks of audio, and that was mono, so that's 4 stereo tracks. So, you know, we did quite well back then. The program I want to talk to you tonight about is called Small Scenes, and it's a radio comedy, which I did for Radio 4. And on that program, I used 32 stereo tracks, so 64 mono tracks, and about 1,000 plugins and reverbs, compression, EQ, everything, just to try and make it sound a bit more exciting. It's called Small Scenes. I'm going to play some clips in a minute. It's a radio comedy, and it features 4 up-and-coming comedians, Mike Wozniak, Sarah Pascoe, Daniel Rigby, and Henry Packer, and it's produced by Simon Mayhew Archer. Now, it's a sketch show, but it's not in a usual Radio 4 sketch show style. It's sort of aimed at a slightly younger Radio 4 audience, I'd say. And it's very, very silly and, well, very funny. I'm going to play you a clip now. It's called Belgium Army Knife, and it features a dad and his son who go on a camping trip for the first time. But when they come to use their Swiss Army Knife, they have a bit of trouble. This will give you a good idea of what the show is all about.
Dad, we're lost. What are we going to do?
Don't worry, son. It's all part of camping. We just need to make a makeshift bivouac and a trap to catch our dinner.
How are we going to do that?
With the Swiss Army knife I got you for your birthday. We'll be eating wild boar piglets tonight.
Brilliant.
Simple. I'll use the knife to cut through some twigs, then use the file to sharpen them, the magnifying glass to start a fire, the knife for carving and the spoon for applying the applesauce. And after dinner, the toothpick.
Here it is, Dad.
Right. How does this thing work? What's this? Some sort of knife?
No, that's a small brush for cleaning a petanque ball.
Oh, right. What's this?
That looks like a nozzle for squirting vanilla cream into a small choux pastry bun.
What about this thing? Perhaps this can cut through the pig flesh?
That's a caramel ruler.
What are the Swiss thinking?
I don't think that is Swiss, Dad. It's a Belgian army knife. I wanted a Swiss army knife.
Surely there can't be that different. What's this thing you can pull out here? A mini...
Those are a pair of folding pince-nez spectacles for reading the small print on European legislation.
Oh, God. What happens if we press that?
Is that the Belgian national anthem?
I don't know. It's certainly boring enough. Is there nothing useful here?
Let's see. An ornate chocolate whisk. A tiny map of Zeebrugge.
Oh, no.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Oh, God. It's all right, we can do this. We just need to think like the Belgian family Robinson.
The Swiss family Robinson.
Oh, God, damn you, Belgium.
Damn you, Dad.
Belgium!
The sharp-eared of you would have heard a crow and a sheep in there. And we put a crow and a sheep in every single episode of this programme. It's one of those things where you have to get it in, even if it doesn't call for it, we put it in, we hide it in there somewhere. It's just a little bit of a joke between me and the producer, but I think that gives you a rough idea what the show's all about anyway. We're lucky because all the sketches are recorded dry at BBC Maidervale Studios, so the quality of the recording we get straight away is fantastic, and the engineers there are just, you know, they're unbelievable. They've been doing it a long time, and they know exactly how to record a drama or a sketch show or comedy or whatever. They're just really, really good at what they do. I think, yeah, we recorded about over 100 sketches for that last series, and we used 80 in the end across the whole 6 episodes. And half the battle with this type of show is to make them sound believable, because the worst thing you can do is get a program where it sounds like 4 people standing around a microphone in a sterile studio. That's the worst thing you can do. So the best thing, the engineers are really good at Made of Elf because they actually know about mic placement and movement off the mic and all these sort of little techniques that you should really, really pay attention to, because it makes a huge difference to the final recording. If you can do it at source, it's much better than doing it in post. So you've got someone approaching the microphone, get them to approach the microphone, or if they're slightly further away, get them to stand further away. It's like those sort of techniques are really, really important. Another sketch, this one's called Lineker. I'll take you through how it's compiled. So I've broken it down into the dry audio, the sound effects, and the music, which are added at the end. And then this sketch, a young couple are enjoying their moment of freedom after being stalked by the well-known sporting celebrity.
Oh my God, we made it!
This is beautiful!
Oh my God!
Top of the world!
Top of the world! Oh, it's worth it, isn't it?
Such a good idea of yours.
It's so worth it for the view. Look at that.
I know, I've just forgotten everything that's been going on.
I know.
It's better, fresh air.
It just feels like a million miles away, doesn't it?
You can see for miles. Where's the car parked? What direction?
Hang on, pass me the binoculars. Okay. Let's see if I can find it. Hang on, there it is.
See forever.
Okay, so that's obviously the basic recording after it's all been edited. It's complete, but apart from the little reverb on the front, which is it's all dry, there's nothing, no sound effects, no music whatsoever. So that's the starting point, is getting the takes, the best takes done, edited into the sketch that you want. So once that's all been done, we start adding in the sound effects and all the atmospheres to create this believable environment that they're standing in. So they're basically on top of a mountain looking down into the valley. So as we progress, we'll see how that works. One of the best things to do is to treat the actors' dialogue with a lot of EQ and reverb for actually placing people in an environment. And if you've got a nice dry voice, then you can do quite a lot with it to actually make it sound and place it in the right place. Like this has got a bit of an echo in it, so you'd use a reverb or a slight delay or whatever just to add that to the voice to try and replicate the actual environment you're in. And that obviously really helps to place them in the scene you're trying to create. I mean, even subtle changes can make a really big difference, like rolling off the bottom of the EQ of the sound or taking the top off slightly really gives it sort of an outside feel. So if you're recording in a studio, you need to make it sound like it's outside, just EQ it a bit, put a slight bit of reverb on it, and it transforms the whole thing. It really gives that sense of place. I think Eloise was talking about that earlier as well. It's like trying to get things to make that actually place them in the environment that you're trying to create is really important. The next clip I'd like to play is the same thing again, but this time it's the dry links with the sound.
Oh my God, we made it!
This is beautiful!
Oh my God!
Top of the world!
Top of the world! Oh, it's worth it, isn't
it? Such a good idea of yours.
It's so worth it for the view. Look at that.
I know, I've just forgotten everything that's been going on.
I know.
It's better, the fresh air.
It just feels like a million miles away, doesn't it?
You can see for miles. Where's the car parked? What direction?
Hang on, pass me the binoculars. Okay. Let's see if I can find it. Hang on, there it is.
See forever.
Bloody hell. What? Oh no.
What?
Oh no, it can't be. How did he find us?
Oh.
Oh, Gary Lineker's pissing on our car.
Are you sure it's
As the sketch develops, you can see where it's going. We've got the edited links, we've got the sound effects that we've used to create a sense of atmosphere and place. And then what's really important in this series is the music. The music creates such an atmosphere. We tend to use audio networks exclusively, only because they're very simple to use and they do have this blanket license with the BBC. So you can go on there, as long as it's been on broadcast on the BBC, you can use anything on their website. And the quality of the recordings are pretty good, actually, to be fair. There are other libraries out there, should you wish to use them, but that's the one that they tend to use quite a lot. But I want to play a couple of pieces that we've chosen the music for, and then I've taken off that music we've used and then placed a different bit of music which may not be so suitable, so you can see and hear the difference. This one's called Morning Person. Again, it's really silly. This is the original with the music that went out on there.
Morning, package to sign for, please.
Why don't you take your package and shove it up your unmentionable?
You what?
Sorry, I'm afraid I'm not a morning person.
What? That gives you license to be offensive, does it?
It looks like it does, doesn't it, you slobbering chunk of boiling the back squirrel dick?
I don't have to listen to this.
Package, please. Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And by which I mean, thank God for not cursing me with your weird arse. It looks like two boiled elephant men in a handkerchief.
You ought to be ashamed.
Not a morning person, sorry.
So that's also a very light and sort of silly sketch, so it needs a light and silly bit of music. But if we play the wrong bit of music with it, it gets, takes on a completely different character.
Morning, package to sign for, please.
Why don't you take your package and shove it up your unmentionable?
You what?
Sorry, I'm afraid I'm not a morning person.
What? That gives you license to be offensive, does it?
It looks like it does, doesn't it, you slobbering chunk of boiled-in-the-back squirrel dick?
I don't have to listen to this.
Package, please. Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And by which I mean, thank God for not cursing me with your weird arse. It looks like two boiled elephant men in a handkerchief.
You ought to be ashamed.
Not a morning person, sorry.
So it's just not right completely. And it gives it such a different atmosphere to the whole thing. I mean, the original one is much better because it's more fun and jaunty. And okay, the next sketch is called Bees. And it's a very serious sketch in terms of small scenes. And it's set in a press conference where there's a beekeeper who's being grilled by the by the press and the police because he's allegedly misplaced some of his bees. Okay, so for this one, I'll play the scenes, the sketches back to back, so the right music and then the wrong music straight away, so you can get a feel for this one as well.
The young bee is still missing. Operation Honeycomb is now in its third week. We thought we had made a breakthrough last night when we found a bee's arm in a bin, but later ascertained it was in fact a bee's leg, and later still forensically ascertained it was a nasal hair which we've traced to a local cello teacher. She has been cleared of any involvement. The nasal hair has been misplaced.
How's the Queen taking it?
She's not said anything.
And what do you say to the rumours on Twitter that you actually sat on the bee and have made up this story to cover it up?
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've never sat on a bee.
But if you did hypothetically sit on a bee, it would do much for your reputation as a beekeeper.
The young bee is still missing. Operation Honeycomb is now in its third week. We thought we had made a breakthrough last night when we found a bee's arm in a bin, but later ascertained it was in fact a bee's leg. And later still, forensically ascertained it was a nasal hair which we've traced to a local cello teacher. She has been cleared of any involvement. The nasal hair has been misplaced.
How's the Queen taking it?
She's not said anything.
And what do you say to the rumours on Twitter that you actually sat on the bee and have made up this story to cover it up?
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've never sat on a bee!
But if you did hypothetically sit on a bee, it would do much
for your reputation. Different, completely different sort of atmosphere and feeling on that one as well. Actually, it sounds quite good. I quite like it. Maybe we should have gone down that direction, although it's quite funny. As I say, I'm going to keep it brief, but that's basically how we put together that particular programme for Radio 4. I'll play the last clip I've got, which is the full version of the Limerick sketch we played earlier.
Oh my god, we made it!
This is beautiful!
Oh my god,
top of the world!
Top of the world! Oh, it's worth it, isn't it?
Such a good idea of yours.
It's so worth it for the view, look at that.
I know, I've just forgotten everything that's been going on.
I know.
It's better, fresh air.
It just feels like a million miles away, doesn't it?
You can see for miles. Where's the car parked? What direction?
Hang on, pass me the binoculars, okay. Let's see if I can find it. Hang on, there it is.
See forever.
Bloody hell. What? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, it can't be. How did he find us?
Oh,
Gary Lineker's pissing on our car.
Are you sure it's him?
Of course it's him. I know that silver-tongued, smooth-jugged pundit anywhere.
How has he found us?
He's always one step ahead. Always, wherever we go, Lineker's... Lineker, why? Lineker, why us? Don't you leave us be? Lineker, he can't hear us.
It's our car.
It's our car, Lineker. Why don't you piss on your own car?
You've been listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.